Michael Klinger reached 213 and Tim Lutterman hit an unbeaten 100 as South Australia declared on 5 from 11 to 6 on day 2 of their Sheffield Shield match against Victoria. Klinger and Lutterman added 174 for the 6th wicket after John Hastings was removed 3 men early in the day. Lutterman went on to complete his maiden first-class century. Chad Sayers then struck thrice as Victoria slipped to 50 for 4 before recovering to close on 146 for 4 in reply. David Hussey is unbeaten on 70, with the informed Glenn Maxwell on 42. Western Australia trailed by 81 runs, for reaching stumps against New South Wales on 263 for 5 in Perth. Cameron Bancroft departed the very first ball of the Warriors' first innings, but Marcus North and Marcus Harris added 107 to the second wicket. North fell for 69, with Harris making 49. Adam Rose ended undefeated with 73. Sean Abbott was the pick of the Blues bowlers with 3 for 29. Jason Behrendorf had earlier ended with 5 for 65 as they bowled out for 344 in their first innings. And Queensland closed on 136 for 3, bowling out Tasmania for 350 in Hobart. Joe Bird is unbeaten on 76, with Sam Rainbird, Andrew Paquette and Ben Hilpenhaus, the Tigers' wicket takers. Resuming on 244 for 5, Tasmania had early added 106 to their first innings total, thanks to contributions from skipper Tim Payne, Xavier Doherty and Rainbird. Alistair McDermott and Ben Cutting ended with 7 wickets between them for the Bulls. Dolphins are in control of their Sunfall Series clash against Cape Cobras. Carl Abbott picked up the last Cobras wicket, down with figures of 5 for 60, as they were all out for 304 in their first innings. Dolphins then recovered from an early Travis Muller double strike, to close on 308 for 5. Kaya Zondo hit 127 and Shea Stanton 102 and 94 with Cody Chetty and David Miller. Miller ended the day unbeaten on 72. Knights closed on 165 for 3 to bowling out Warriors for 274. Johan van der Vaart ended with 6 for 74 as the last four Warriors first innings wickets got only 43 to their overnight score. Riley Rassad then led the Knights reply with 52. Alongside contributions from the rest of their top order. And Titans looked destined for defeat to Lions for closing still 3 runs adrift on 62 for 5 in their second innings. It was again Cliff Deacon and Brett Pilser who did the damage, sharing 3 wickets. The Lions had earned 65 on first innings lead by making 212. Neil McKenzie top score with 48 as David Visa ended with 3 for 46. The penultimate round of the initial group phase of Sri Lanka's first-class Premier League tournament began, with Group A leader Sinhalese Sports Club bowled out for 142 by Tamil Union. Only to leader Kandambi Prostad with an aggressive 61, as Madhushankar Ekanayak and Jeevan Mendis each took 3 wickets. Tamil Union then closed on 105-4 in reply. Ramesh Padika is unbeaten on 38, while Dhanushka Gunathilaka has taken all 4 of the wickets. Udara Jayasundara hit 137 as Vagama reached up some 331 for 7 against Bloomfield Cricket and Athletic Club. He added 133 with Dhananjaya De Silva and 109 with Lahiru Milantha as his side reached 242 for 1 at one point. However, Nuwan Pradeep and Dylan Curry each struck twice to lead the Bloomfield fight back. Last place Chilor Marians closed on 341 for 9 against Ports Authority. They did find themselves 126 for 5 at one stage as Chinaka Kombasaru struck thrice. Havagith Kamara, Umesh Karunaratne, Vidura Adhikari and Sally Saman all hit half centuries. Colombo closed on 104 for 2, bowling out Group B strugglers Badarelia Sports Club for 226. Michael Richardson and Ravinder Shamen both hit 50s after Badarelia had chosen to bat. Danuka Hetiarachchi picked up 3 for 77 for Colombo. Leaders Maul Sports Club closed on 8 without loss, bowling out nondescript CC for 283. Left arm Sunil Melinda Pushpakamara took 5 for 54, while Lahiru Yudhara and Saranga Rajaguru each hit half centuries. And 20 wickets fell at the Air Force ground, with the home side skittled for 107 and then bowling out Colts for 215. Spinners were responsible for all of the wickets, as Satish Pathirana and Dilawan Pereira recorded 5 wicket hauls in the miserable Air Force innings. Taranga Ravin and Akhila Isanka then shared 7 wickets, as only opener Shayan Fernando passed 50 for Colts. Dhaka Division continues to dominate the top of the table, clashing Bangladesh's National Cricket League. They closed day 662 for 4 against the Rajshahi Division. 22-year-old Taibur Rahman converted his maiden 100 into an unbeaten 204. Abdul Mazeed moved to 182. Nadeef Chowdhury finished unbeaten on 71. By contrast, wickets continued to tumble in Chittagong. The home side could have missed 179, fighting Basel Division's first innings 197, as Moni Hussain took 6 for 27 off 21 overs. Basel then closed 135 for 5 in their second innings, to lead by 153 runs. Yasin Arafat and Mohammad Yunis shared the wickets. Wickets were also the order of the day, at least initially, in Bogra, as Dhaka Metropolis were routed for a pitiful 48 by rank per division. Only two bowlers were used, Sajidul Islam taking 5 for 24 and Subhashish Roy 4 for 20. Dhaka were then asked to follow on and fared much better to reach jump 68 runs ahead on 260 for 4. The in-form Asif Ahmed is unbeaten 6 short of a third century in as many games, with Marshall Ayub having contributed 65 to their 4-wicket stand of 131. In select division trail Kulm Division by 103 runs, to closing in their second innings on 126 for 3. Kulm skipper Zero Rahman had earlier smashed 13 sixes, during career best 167, but lifted his side to 352 in reply to Select's first innings 123. He dominated ninth wicket partnership 137 with Rajibul Islam, who made 16 off 45 balls. Nabil Saman was the pick of the Select bowlers, with 5 for 85. And finally, one piece of news from the county circuit. ESPN Cricket Info is reporting that Australian fast bowler Doug Bollinger has signed as Kent's overseas player for 2014. They are also reporting that Junaid Khan is in talks with Worcestershire to join fellow Pakistani side Ajmal as their overseas player for the NatWest T20 Blast.